6 past 8, and not too far away, Dean Vickerman, the coach of Melbourne United, getting ready for Game 1 of the NBA Finals Series against Sydney coming up this Saturday in Sydney. It's a 3-game series, and United finished the home and away season strongly, had the week off. I wonder if that's going to affect their momentum. We'll chat to the coach shortly. But Matt Carroll is the CEO of the Australian Olympic Committee, and there's some stories going around in the press today in regards to the possibility of the Tokyo Olympics being impacted significantly by the coronavirus. So I'd like to know what Matt knows about that and has in place. He joins us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Matt. Appreciate your time.
Absolute pleasure. Good morning to you all.
Great to have you on. It's funny, there's two stories in two different papers today. One suggested that Australia's not ruled out pulling its athletes from the Tokyo Olympics, and then the other one saying that Ian Chesterman, who's the chef de mission, says no one's any other view than the Tokyo Games proceeding as planned. What is the current state of play from the ASC's perspective regards to Tokyo and the coronavirus?
Exactly that. The Games are proceeding as planned and on schedule. The International Olympic Committee and the Tokyo organisers are in constant contact with World Health, and obviously the ASC is taking advice from them. And also, I was in Canberra yesterday and got up-to-date advice from the Minister of Health's office and the Minister of Foreign Affairs office. So we're across all the issues, but at this stage, there's some serious matters around the world, but the Games are proceeding and it's all go to Tokyo.
Has concern elevated regards to the possibility of an impact on Tokyo in the last month or so?
Oh, look, it's since the outbreak of the virus concern raised. I mean, it wasn't just the Tokyo Games, but we're obviously concerned for the well-being and health of our athletes. And there were qualifiers for the Games are going to be held in China. They've all been moved away from China. As recent last week, one was the gymnastics was held in Melbourne, which was scheduled for China. Our athletes are preparing in different parts of the world. The rowers were to be over in Europe. And I'm in discussion with Rowing Australia about where they might go, because we're going to go to the AIS training centre there, which is close to, is in Italy. So we're constantly monitoring it, and I'll be having a meeting tomorrow with Ian Chesterman and my senior staff, and then conveying some more details and information to the sports and their athletes.
How are you feeling like this is impacting the athletes so far? You know, what's their mental state about it, or even from just that physical preparation point of view, so close to an Olympic Games?
Well, exactly, Shirley. It's making sure the athletes' mental state is looked after, because we don't want their concerns unduly raised. They're all preparing that with their programs. They're in full training, preparation mode. Some are still competitions and qualifications to come, so they still aren't there yet. So that's very important. And what we want them to understand, and we'll be putting that through our messaging system to the athletes, is that it's all go for Tokyo, continue their preparations, and all care will be taken.
It's a difficult one, isn't it? Because obviously you've got to treat the whole situation extremely seriously. But at the same point, you don't want the focus for the athletes to change on what they're all about when it comes to participating in something that happens every 4 years.
Well, exactly. And that's why the IOC is taking advice from the highest level and the Tokyo organising me. I mean, Japan will put on a fantastic Games. And one thing about the Japanese people, they will make sure that the athletes are looked after and it is a healthy and safe environment. So we're absolutely convinced that the organisers will do everything that possible to look after the athletes. Where this virus goes, obviously, no one knows the answer totally to that question. But at this stage, the advice is to proceed as planned, both from World Health and from our own government, proceed as planned towards Tokyo.
And do you have the authority to, with all the athletes that are around the world, you're talking about them before in their preparations, can you pull rank at any stage and get them away from wherever they are if you are concerned that that's their areas that might be infected?
We don't have to pull rank, because our sports will take it very seriously. As I said, I was on the phone last night with the CEO of Rowing Australia, and they keep us in the loop and we keep them in the loop, because we all have the same desire, the same want to look after the athletes. So there's no need to pull rank at all.
There's a report in the paper as well saying that we're on the verge of this being titled a pandemic from the World Health Organization. What, in your opinion, how will that affect things? Can you explain a little bit about what that might mean for the preparations and the tournament itself, if that happens?
Well, again, that's obviously a decision outside outside even Australia. It's a decision by World Health Organisations, and they are keeping the International Olympic Committee and the Games organisers well and truly advised on a daily basis. So that's a decision for them, and we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
And just as a bit of a further topic of field, the importance of the outcome from an Australian team perspective in Tokyo, considering the challenges we faced in Rio, how big is this Olympiad for Australian sport and athletics?
Games are very important, and off the back of Rio, the sports and have been preparing their athletes well. They've won a number of world championships and across a number of sports over the last few years. So the opportunities are there for a very successful Games for Australian athletes. You know, the medals will be won. How many? We'll just wait and see. And we'll celebrate every one of them. And there'll be those who just getting to the Games in their chosen sport is an achievement itself, because some sports are very difficult to qualify in. Qualifying the Games and becoming an Olympian is a great achievement in itself.
Yeah, I would like one of those tracksuits, no doubt about that, Matt. I would like to have done it, but not to be.
So
maybe there is hope. We'll see what we can do in coming years.
Our oldest Olympian could be 64.
Oh, well, there you go.
In what sport?
Equestrian.
Equestrian. Okay. Yeah, okay.
So you get yourself a horse if you like.
You know what? I've some chance to do that at some stage. And I'm coming for you with a tracksuit. Matt, we appreciate your time as always. I know there's plenty happening in your world at the moment, but thanks for your time.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for the time. Thank you.
Matt Carroll, CEO of the AOC, with us with an update on the Australian situation for the coronavirus.
I'm not saying it's a media beat up, but it is good to get context from the CEO of the AOC.
My word of this.
That's going straight to the top.
And it's great to have access and them coming on and getting on the front foot and making those statements.
Because it's one of those things now with social media and all these sorts of things, you don't know what you can trust a lot of the time with what you read and see.
You're talking about fake news, aren't you? You're talking about fake news.
No, I am. Because you don't know what is right and what is not. And particularly, as you said, when we see the papers this morning with two very different views on where we're at.
Mm.
And, you know, you see the people at bus stops and whatever else with the masks on and, you know, you're thinking, well, geez, are they overreacting? My inclination is, yeah, they probably are, but then they might not be. And instead, when you don't get consistent information coming through, it's, you know...